for the syndicators out there, like, why do you run conferences? What kind of advice can you give to the syndicator out there wondering if they should start a conference?
It's definitely a lot of work. And at the beginning, if you're going to do one, you want to find a partner or two who would benefit from that same audience. And maybe since you're doing all the work, they might be willing to cover part of the catering fee or the rental fee. And then you're able to host the event with less risk to yourself. They may also have some clients that they could invite that would help fill the room or help pay for some of that cost, et cetera. I'd tell them you can bring 50 of your clients as long as you cover this much of catering, this much of the hotel. That's one thing to keep in mind. One approach I like to have in business is when you talk to somebody, you can just genuinely listen to them and suggest something that naturally is really authentically valuable for them to do next. If you have many different ways of working with somebody, right? If the only thing you have to sell somebody is a gold Rolex, then you're always just trying to come back and pushing your gold Rolex on them and trying to sell them that thing, right? But like with a family office, we can help someone set up a family office. We could help them source much better deal flow from our network. We could help them structure and negotiate a co-GP deal. They could invest in an Airbnb, you know, the investor residences fund, or just come to our events and we'll introduce you to other investors just like you that you could trade notes with and resources with. We're not out just to sell them a gold Rolex. And then that makes people feel much more comfortable because then what you say actually is in line with meeting their goals versus trying to hard sell them something. So ideally over time, you would host an event where you charge a little bit to come in. So you're not losing your shirt. You have a couple partners to help you with sponsoring the event. You keep it small to begin with until you test it all out. And then you have two or three ways that you could work with people. And one way could be an expensive program. One way could be something that's inexpensive. One way could be something that takes a while to develop, a long sales cycle. Some things are shorter sales cycles. So that's the ideal.